This release allows us to compare two periods of time, the years leading up to the recession and the years coming out of it. Over those years from 2005 to 2014, Cleveland lost 10% of its population. The decline in Akron was more modest at 5%. Both black and white residents have been leaving Cleveland, but the city held steady among people who identify as Hispanic or Latino. Meanwhile, the suburbs in Cuyahoga and Summit counties are home to more black, Hispanic, and Asian residents than before. But the numbers that really stand out to Cleveland State University researcher Richie Paparinen have to do with poverty and education.
Almost half the people without a high school degree in Cleveland are at the poverty level.
That number, 47%. That's up from about 37% of people with no high school diploma living in poverty before the recession. While a slightly bigger portion of people in Cleveland do have college educations, Paparinen says another part of the community has been left out of that change.
The country, the city, the region, we're all moving into this new economy. And if you're not prepared, and being prepared is educational attainment, then you're really going to be dislocated from the workforce.
And in Cleveland now, more than half of the city's children live below the poverty line. The child poverty rate has also grown in Akron to around 39%. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.